tips for freestyle breathing. How to put an end to your extreme urge to breathe. Written by Rory Buck, read by Rory Buck. Hey guys, it's Rory here. Any new swimmer will tell you that freestyle breathing is the biggest obstacle to learning to swim. In pretty much every other sport, oxygen is always on demand. But in the water, that's not the case. Working with a limited supply of air is a sensation that every swimmer needs to get used to. If you're gasping for air on every stroke, don't stress. I'm about to explain to you exactly how to get comfortable the next time you hit the water. So here are some simple steps to take to improve your freestyle breathing. 1. Dealing with that need to breathe feeling. Did you know that your need to breathe isn't triggered by your body sensing a lack of oxygen? The feeling of desperation for air is triggered by your body's reaction to a buildup of carbon dioxide. Most people don't know this, but it's the key to freestyle breathing. Exhaling the CO2 is your critical piece. The way you breathe out is just as important as how you breathe in when learning to control your breath. Most inexperienced swimmers don't even think about how they exhale. They only focus on breathing in. Good swimmers know when to start exhaling, how hard to blow the air out, and how much air to exhale, and can adapt it to any type of swimming that they're doing. Great swimmers make the exhalation such an unconscious habit that many of them aren't even aware of what they're doing. So your first action step on learning how to breathe better is that the next time you jump into the pool, start by paying attention to the way you exhale and see if you notice any patterns or freestyle breathing habits that you've adapted. Send me an email and tell me what you notice. 2. How long should you breathe out for? Let me introduce you to something called the breath ratio. It simply refers to the amount of time you spend exhaling compared to the amount of time you spend inhaling. On land, you tend to spend equal amounts of time breathing in and breathing out, so your ratio tends to be 1-1, one in, one out. If you transfer this 1-1 ratio to your freestyle breathing, your stroke would be all kinds of messed up though. The outward breath would be so short you wouldn't have enough time to complete a full stroke while your head was still down. You'd end up turning your head for the breath at the wrong time in the arm cycle and get completely out of sync, and everything would fall apart very quickly. Your ability to prolong the outward breath while your face is in the water is the key to efficient freestyle breathing. Prolonging your outward breath gives you more time to streamline and balance your body while your head is down in the water. With a long controlled exhale, you'll also trick your brain a little. Remember, it's the level of CO2 in your body that triggers that need to breathe. And when you begin exhaling, you're removing CO2 from your system. As your CO2 levels decrease, so too does that voice in your head that starts screaming, breathe in now. It's the voice that causes you to lose your composure and your control of your breathing. Exhaling shuts that voice up for longer. So your second action step is to bob up and down in the water, simply working on breathing out for twice as long as it takes you to breathe in. With practice and multiple bobs, you'll want to increase that ratio to 1-3, 1-4, and then even longer. 3. Should you breathe bilaterally? Here's a topic a lot of other swim coaches and I won't agree on. There's a massive focus on bilateral breathing in many triathletes and a lot of new swimmers. While being able to breathe to both sides is a very valuable skill, it isn't foundational to learning to swim. Open water swim coach Steve Monotones talks about this in The Pyramid of Open Water Success in his book. Side note here, guys, if you're not reading the blog, there is a Pyramid of Open Water Success image that I have posted here. At the bottom of the pyramid, we have base training, speed training, and distance tolerance. In the second tier of the pyramid, we have race-specific training, skills training, open water, acclimatization. And then at the top end of the pyramid, we have tactical knowledge. And that is Steve Monotone's Pyramid for Open Water Success. Now, breathing to both sides is part of the skills training that falls in the second tier of the pyramid. It's key to being a great swimmer, but it's not foundational to learning to swim effectively. The primary reason for this comes back to breathing. Let's imagine you take 90 strokes in a minute while you're swimming continuously. And during those 90 strokes, you breathe every 3 strokes. How many breaths would you take in a minute? The answer is 30. Now, if we maintained exactly the same 90 strokes in a minute of continuous swimming and you began to breathe every second stroke, you would now take 45 breaths in that minute. The change from breathing every 3 to breathing every 2 gives you a 50% increase in oxygen intake. And that 50% will make a massive difference to how long you can continue to swim for and the type of pace you can sustain. Remember, your body needs a constant supply of oxygen to feed your muscles as they contract, and the longer you hold your breath, the more ineffective those muscle contractions become. Without air, you will reach a point of failure and have to stop. So your third action step, during your next warm-up, try breathing only on your right side on even lengths and only on your left side on odd lengths. During your cool down, try to breathe every 2-2-2 on your right side, then take 3 strokes without a breath, followed by 2-2-2 on your left side. These breathing patterns will give you some balance in your stroke, which is the main argument for bilateral breathing, while still allowing you to breathe every 2 strokes to the right and the left. That is the end of my post on tips for freestyle breathing, how to put an end to your extreme urge to breathe. Can I help you with your freestyle breathing further? If you're struggling to get comfortable with your breathing, leave me a comment on the post that I wrote or send me an email at rory@icanswimpass.com. I'd be happy to help you out. If you'd like to download a copy of this post as a PDF and keep it handy so you can refer back to it whenever you need, please go to www.icanswimfast.com/swimming-freestyle-breathing and click download now at the bottom of the post. Thank you very much for listening and visiting my site. I appreciate you for your trust in me and from learning from me. I hope to see you again soon. Ciao.